fascinating story that I'm quite invested in. In December 2022, adventurer Richard Kohler began a solo kayak from Cape Town. He is currently on his way from South Africa to Salvador in Brazil. 7,000 kilometers unsupported on his own. Today marks 36 days into that journey. It meant he left not in December 2022, in December 2023. Yes, December 2022. So it means he's 36 days into this journey and he's now just past his halfway mark in his raft, Osieza. And it's been a very, very interesting week for Richard Kohler. It was his birthday sometime this week. He's had communications troubles. He's halfway through the journey, but he still manages to talk to us. Communications, we are improvising at the moment. Richard, but thanks so much for joining us. I know you said it's very difficult to give your exact location, but you're about halfway between South Africa and Brazil at the moment. Good morning.
Morning, Lester. Yes, I guess that's pretty much the easiest description to say. 22,700 kilometers due east of Salvador, I guess, would be my position.
Well, firstly, happy birthday for this week. It must have been a very, very interesting birthday somewhere in the mid-Atlantic.
Yes, it was pretty special. All of my own aunt here celebrating my birthday for Sunday, yes.
How did you celebrate? How did you celebrate by yourself in the middle of the Atlantic while also rowing, while also sustaining, some of the energy, but also thinking about the arduous journey still ahead?
It's a mental game. This whole trip really often boils down to your mental ability to deal with things. And being on your own doesn't mean you're alone. I had hundreds of messages from people wishing me happy birthday. So you certainly don't feel alone out here.
Tell us a little bit more about this particular adventure. Where did the idea start, and how do you prepare for a more than 7,000 kilometer row between Cape Town and Salvador in Brazil?
I guess it all started, I started sailing when I was 6 years old, and I spent most of my life on the ocean sailing. And then about 20 years ago, I started this paddling, this kayaking sport. And that's become a big part of my life. And I've always wanted to sail across the ocean on my own. And I never got a chance to do it. And then this paddling came up, and I thought, well, why don't I do it solo and paddle across the ocean? And that led to where I am now. So I know the sea very well. I'm very comfortable on the sea. I understand how it operates. And I paddle every day, so I'm pretty fit. And just combine all those things together with a good mental capacity, and we should be good.
You're currently in the mid-Atlantic. It's 24 minutes past 6 o'clock here in Cape Town, which means it's probably still dark where you are. You're currently rowing by moonlight at the moment. What are your current conditions?
So I'm 3 hours behind you. So yeah, so it's pitch dark here. There's actually no moon at all. I think it's a new moon right now. It is black as can be, but the stars are magnificent. Mm. It really is a spectacular sight. Mm.
How would you rate this undertaking compared to some of the other feats you've carried out? You are known as a little bit of a thrill seeker, adventurer. You have done other, I'm not going to call them stunts, undertakings already, where it tests your mental and physical endurance. But how have you compared this particular 7 kilometer ongoing journey to some of the other adventures you've undertaken?
Lester, it certainly trumps all of the other things I've done. Perhaps not in the physical side. You spend 10, 12 hours of paddling, but it's not high intensity. It's just a low, slow grind. It's certainly the mental side of things. You know, I've never spent months on end on my own with nobody else around. And that's definitely the challenging part of it.
Take me through your day. You mentioned 10 hours of paddling a day. What do you do with the rest of your time? This is, also describe your particular vessel, your kayak, and what are you able to do? Are you able to stand, stretch? Are you able to enclose yourself with a little bit of a cover? What are you able to do? Describe your day.
Yeah, okay. So Osiers is 8 meters long. It's less than 1 meter wide. I have a little cabin I can crawl into and stretch out and sleep and close it up and be sealed from the elements. And my day starts off just before sunrise. I try and get an hour session in. Then there's the sunrise and a scheduled check-in with the shore team to find out weather distances and all that. And then I break it down into 3 hour batches throughout the day. I can paddle when I want, and I don't have to paddle if I don't want to. There's no hard-assed rules, so I'm very, very flexible with that. As far as standing up, yes, there is a spot I can stand up and open a hatch and stand up there and stretch out. And then also when it's really calm, I can jump over the side and go and swim around and do that sort of stuff as well.
So what do you do to keep that mental toughness? You may have some reading material. Yes, you are able to have some communications. I know you had some issues with particularly WhatsApp communication and some other tools that you use. Thankfully, that's back up and running again. But how do you deal with particularly the physical isolation?
Modern technology really covers it all. We've got tablets and phones, and I've got movies. I've got a Kindle so I can read books. And then if need be, with the communications working, I can WhatsApp people and chat, and they send me news around the world. So really, modern technology solves all that sort of problems. It's the mental side of, do I want to be here? Oh, I'm sore. Oh, I want to be at home. And those are the challenges that we face daily and have to deal with. And that's where mental fortitude comes in.
We always ask adventurers and thrill seekers, like, why do you do this? Why do you climb a mountain? Well, it's because it's there. Why do you cross an ocean with the kayak? Well, because I want to taste the adventure. But you're also doing this with a very special reason, and this is to support a really great organization, Operation Smile, which does procedures on particularly young children with cleft palates and the like, really helping them and their future. You've already raised a heck of a lot of money, some think of about 200,000 rand for Operation Smile. Tell us about how are you supporting Operation Smile that supports hundreds and thousands of children across Africa.
Yeah, Lester, it's sort of a passion of mine. It's helping young children. I feel they need all the help that we can give them. And Operation Smile has been part of my campaigning for a while. And for this trip across the ocean, being 70 days, I want to raise at least enough to cover 70 smiles. And a smile costs 5,500 rand, and literally the operation is 45 minutes, and you've changed this child's life forever. He's no longer ostracized from society, can feed properly, and it really makes a massive difference. And it's almost instant, and that's what I really appreciate about him.
Before I ask people or for you to give details on how can people contribute to your journey and therefore contribute to Operation Smile, you're about halfway between your 7,000-kilometer journey. When do you hope to enter Brazilian waters and dock in Salvador?
At this stage, I'm a few days ahead of schedule because of the really strong winds we had in the first 2 weeks. So we anticipate around about the 21st of Feb, somewhere around there. Conditions from now to then look pretty stable. So, yeah.
And we'll check. 20
odd February.
And we'll check in just before you, maybe as you are paddling into Salvador. But fine, and probably the most important part of this conversation is how do people contribute to your journey and therefore contribute to your plan to give 70 young children new smiles by contributing to Operation Smile?
Yeah, via my website, richardkohler.co.za, or social media, Richard Kohler Adventures, and all the links will be there. So that's probably the best way.
And people can follow your journey by going to that website. You are doing a regular diary on the conditions there on the open water?
Yeah, we do a daily blog. There's a daily update on a chart, and you can follow the dot as it moves along. And yeah, give the daily blog of life of Ozieza and what's going on in my head.
Richard Kohler, all the best. I hope you all the best in terms of your ongoing journey as a Cape Townian who is paddling all the way from Cape Town to Salvador in Brazil. He's halfway through a 7,000 kilometer journey, all in aid of Operation Smile. Do go and support. Good